Today's daf in Yerushalmi is Peah Daf Aleph, and we begin the sector with Halacha Aleph. Elu Devarim She'en Lahem Shi'ur. The following mitzvahs have no particular shiur in the Torah, and you would be yotzei with any amount. Ha'Peah. Peah, of course, is the mitzvah of Lo Techaleh Pa'at Sadecha, and you must leave a little bit left at the edge of your field. Now, it's true that there is a Drabonon, and the Chachomim said that you're supposed to leave at least 1/60th of your field, but we're talking over here in terms of the Deoraita. So, Deoraita, it makes no difference how much Peah you give. Habikurim. Bikurim as well is the first fruits, and we know you're supposed to take off a little bit of your first fruits. The mitzvah is to take off a bit. However, once again, here too, there is a 1/60th to bring from the fruits that are ripening initially, bring 1/60th of them according to some. There is, however, a machlokes rishonim as to whether, since what we're talking about over here, the first fruits, it's not possible to give a shear even of 1/60th, and there's no drabonah. Harayon. Rayon comes from the word to see, Re'iya, and that's the mitzvah to come into the Azora on Yerushalayim and to be there Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and that is Shalosh Pamim Bashana. So there's no amount that one needs to do. If you go ahead one time per holiday, you would be Yotze. And Gemilut Chasadim, things that you can do to help out another person. We'll talk more about it in the Gemara. And Talmud Torah, there's no particular shir of that mitzvah of Ulmatim Utam. Elu Devarim, Shadam Ochel, Perotehem Bolam Azeva, Keren Kayemet Lo Olam Abba. There's an additional set of things in which the sechar of the mitzvah itself, which is considered to be sort of the principle, so the Keren, we say, the principle is there, you eat from whatever produce, perotehem, that principle produces in Olam Hazeh, so that way you're able to get schar in Olam Hazeh without touching on the ikar schar. And that is kibud avim, gemilut chasadim, hava'at shalom bein adam lechavero. For some reason, this is set aside separate from the overall idea of doing Gemilut Chasadim, and this is its own category because we're talking about doing something that people might not even want, so that you can't call it Gemilut Chasadim in terms of the individuals who are receiving it, but bringing peace among people is something that is meaningful in and of itself for the universe, despite the fact that both of them would want to see the other one dead. B'Talmud Torah kineged kulam. What exactly that means, the Gemara will ask. Elu devarim she'en lahem shi'ur, says the Gemara. And then we've got these five mitzvahs. The question is, we seem to be missing some things. So Rabbi Binyamin Bar Levi Omar, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Meim were sitting around and they were asking him in the Mishnah, Amrin lama lo tanina truma imon. I mean, there's no difference in terms of a shir deraita between Peah and Truma and Bikurim. Although the Rabbana did assign a shir for Truma, there is no deraita. Fivuchita achat potera tatakris. We say the slightest amount is able to potter an entire silo full of grain. Omra b'mi, mipnei ha-machloket. Because this question of whether Truma has a shir is actually a machloket. Not everybody agrees. We paskin indeed that there is no particular shear on truma. However, there are shitas in Mesechet Trumot, as Bezrat Hashem will get to, in which you can only give a certain amount for truma, and whether that's a tenth, whether that's 50%, and so on. We don't want to list truma because we're talking about ein la shear at all. And therefore, we don't want to list something which, according to some, may have a shear. Omer Rebbe Yossi, there's another approach. Even if you hold that there may be no shear to truma, Nonetheless, Adam osei kosadeo bikurim, but ein Adam osei kosadeo truma. See, the point is that if you're giving bikurim, which although may have a din of truma at certain aspects, however, you can make as much of your field bikurim as you wish, but you cannot make your entire field truma, because then it isn't truma from anything. It has to be uplifted out of the field. And because of that, even a truma has, according to anyone, basically a shear, although it's a percentage in the sense of the field, that would depend on what the field is. And hatevun. So they asked on this, are you omer peah? Doesn't the Mishnah count peah? And you can't make an entire field peah either, as it says in the Braita. For the same reason. It wouldn't be called a peah. It wouldn't be called the corner of your field. It was the whole field then. Utsanite, nonetheless, the Tana does mention peah, and therefore this does not seem to actually cut a solution for us. So the fact that you need to leave some of it as mat, some of it as chulin, is true about peah, and therefore we could list it truma. Omar Rabbi Yossi, well, let me explain. There's a major difference of between the idea of ein adam oseh kol sadeu peah and between the idea of ein adam oseh kol sadeu truma, you see. Because when it comes to peah, ktsirat shibolet rishona is domeh lemirucho. The moment when you're talking about peah, that you start cutting your field, that at that instant it becomes chayev in peah, and that would be the equivalent of full meruach when it comes to truma. Now, meruach when it comes to truma is the final step that is mechayev truma. It's after you do everything to actually separate the grain from the chaff, and you're now storing it. You put it into a pile of pure grain, and then you smooth down the top. And that's basically the last step that you could possibly have. And furthermore, the gabi peah, the din is that achlo katsar shibolet rishon and lo tant chayvasadeu peah. Before you start cutting, there is no chiyuv whatsoever. And therefore, you can say, you know, seko sadeu peah, but that's because there's no chiyuv of peah. So obviously, how can you make it all peah before you started the very thing that makes it peah? But Misha Katsar Shibolet Rishonan Dit Chayva Kol Sadeu Peah. The moment, however, that you take the very first grain, and as you begin the Ketzira, at that point, at the moment of the Chiyuv of Peah, you could leave the rest of it as Peah, you see. So Bikesh La'asot Kol Sadeu Peah Oseh. In which case, there really is no Shir to Peah at all, because the moment that it becomes Chayav in Peah, everything else can be left with peah. Masha Einkin, when it comes to the shear of truma, you cannot do that because Brahma Hacha, as far as truma is concerned, the moment, Achalonit Marea Hakri, there is no chiv to take off truma until you actually smooth out that cream. But therefore, we can say, once you did the miruah, now all of it is chayiv in truma. So bikesh lasar kol kiryot truma. At that moment, if you want to give all of it to truma, you can't. Eino ose, the tanina taman, because it says in the Mishnah Chala, omer kol gorni truma, or kol isati chala, lo amaklum ad yishayir miktzad. You absolutely must leave something behind, because otherwise there's no definition of that one emergent part, which we're calling truma. Therefore, there is a minimum shear of truma, by definition, because after the chiyuv, you still can't take it all. Mashenka, when it comes to peah, after the moment of the chiyuv, you can take it all. By the way, now that you bring it up, I mean, how do we look at that first grain, you know? You said that it wasn't chiyuv in peah. But that shibolet rishonah that you took, maushet chiyuv et bepeah, is it possible that once the field becomes chayev in peah, so now it's a retroactive chiyev on the entire field, and therefore peah is chayev also on that? Or do we say that since there was no chiyev of peah yet, that actual piece is not chayev in peah? So in other words, is the beginning of the act of the Ktsira a chiyuv on what's left, or is it a chiyuv on the field, including what it is you refer to Kotzer? And therefore makes big nafkamina, because if we're saying is, okay, now you are chayiv, so then now you can take payoff from everything, even including that piece. And furthermore, if there is a chiyuv of payoff on the rest of the field, then that's going to make a nafka, not on this piece, it's going to make a nafka mina in determining once we do have to keep the rabbanon shir of echad mishishim, then that echad mishishim is from what's left and not from what I had originally taken. So clearly, we'll make a nafka mina halacha lamaisa. Well, says the Gemara, if shalomar, is there even a tzad to say that the first piece is chayevet pepeyah? I mean, isn't this the piece that was mechayev the rest of the son of a peah? So how can it itself be chayev in peah? So he chiva kosadeo bepeah through the act of actually harvesting it, which means that while it was unharvested, it was never chayev in peah. So at what point could it possibly have been chayev bepeah, since it was not connected by definition at the moment of the chalos of peah? So therefore, we could safely conclude that it's impossible to view it as being included in the chiyuv. Another issue would be katzar shibolet rishona v'nisrafa. Mahu sheyetzarech liktzor pa'am shniya. Do we say that if the first grain that I cut was burnt up, so then it's as if I have not begun my harvest, so I have to take another piece? Or do we say, once I cut that first grain, the whole thing is chayv? Deshmina in Hara. We should be able to bring a raya from the following braita. Katzar chatzia umachar mashe katzar. Somebody harvests half of a field and sells what it is that he harvested before he takes off his payah. Or katzar chatzia vigdish mashe katzar. Or he didn't sell it, but he gave it over to Hegdesh. The din is that notin min hashu'ar mishu'ar alakol. What everything is left needs to be the source of payah for the entire part, even the part that was sold or was given to Hegdesh. Now, the din of Hegdesh should be the exact equivalence of having something burnt up, because I have no nano in it, and therefore v'hegdesh lav kesarufu, is it not considered to be, for all intents and purposes, burnt up? And yet it says over here that I have to take off peah on it from the rest. So if that's the case, hada amra katza shibol rishona v'nisrafa enotzerich liktzor pa'am shniya. There's no need to be mechayev it by doing more, because I've already been mechayev it, and its dispensation is irrelevant. Another question that I have is, what about if kila et sadeh? Somebody did the entire katsira and he didn't leave peah. So now, what happens? At amar, we know that the halacha over there is that chazra peah lo omarim. At this point, the chiyuv of peah is now not chal on the field, which no longer exists with tefuah in it, but instead it is now chal on the tefuah that is in the grain that is in the piles in the field. So in the sheaves, basically. And therefore the question would be, if that's the case, it means basically we're starting from the beginning, so then would we go back to include the first part that is no longer part of the field, but is part of the sheaves? So, mao shetachzor peah l'ktzira shibolet harishona. Is it also a new chiyev on anything in the sheaves, including that very first part that was mechayev the field initially? Omer Reb Yosi, well, neilef peyat omarim mipeyat kama. We ought to be able to learn the din of peyat that has been given from the sheaves from peyat that was given while the grain is still standing in the field. Because just like the peyat kama, we do not say, and lo chazra peyat l'ksir chibolet rishona, we view the chiyuv of the peyat to have been chal at that moment that we took off the first little piece and did not include that piece retroactively, af peyata omarim, despite the fact that we now have a different view of what we're taking the pay of, nonetheless, the actuality of the chalot achiyuv of peya doesn't change. Therefore, lo tachzor peya, itzirat shibolet harishona, doesn't make sense for us to say that now there's literally a new chiyuv, even though the chiyuv to take from the omarim is in a way new. It's only a way of taking from the omarim what was previously chayiv in the sadeh. It's not really a new mitzvah, obviously. Okay, so then it says hapeyava bikurim. So the Braita says it isn't quite so simple because hapeyah yesh lo shiur milamata. There is a minimal shiur, and that of course is drabona. But ein lo shiur milamata. There is no difference once it's chayev, as we saw, of how much you take. Take as much as you want. Whereas the bikurim and a harayon ein lam shiur at all, even midrabona lo milamata. And therefore, when the Mishnah says, it must be referring to mitzvot that do not have a shiur, meaning an upper limit. But they're not necessarily saying that there's no lower limit, because otherwise the payah wouldn't make sense. There's another braita, however, that gives a different explanation to the Gemara. Itanitana, another braita says like this, apeyav bikurim varayon imam shir lo milamala velo milamata, that all three of them have no shir, not minimal or maximal. Because obviously, according to this braita, what are we talking about? We're talking about minatara. So therefore, the mission they're referring to a set that has no limits in any direction. Ma nafik bibineu. What is the practical difference, la halacha, between these two braitot? I mean, isn't it so that both of them are agreed that midiraisa there's no shir, and the terabbanan there's a shir of chadmin shishin? So, I mean, they're not arguing in any way. It seems to be sort of a semantic argument. And says the Gemara, no, it's not semantic at all. You have to recognize that, first of all, the din is that when you have something that has been given to the aniyim, where the Torah is mechayev you to give it, the halacha is that that thing that you're giving is not chayev in trumas and maisers. So the question over here would have a very important nafkamina, and that is this. If you hold mandamar, if you hold it like the braita, the first braita, that says the words yesh la shi'ur when it comes to peah, ein la shiur, rather, is only milamala, but peya definitely does have a shiur. So then, in other words, you're saying that the rabbanon were koveya, that there needs to be a full shiur of echad b'shishin in order to give something a din of peya. Well, if that's the case, then suppose somebody gave less than the shiur, masha natan natan. The din would be that, of course, since d'oraita, it is considered to be already a gift to the aniyim. He can't take it back, but it's less than the shiur. In which case, the chachomim are saying, you have not yet been mekayim this mitzvah of taking peah until you give the rest of it, so that it will equal echas mishishi. In which case, you are now mechuyev to be chazar, to be mosif, and when you're chazar and mosif, it's still not peah, and the responsibility of taking off meiser is still there until you finally reach the shir of echad mishishin. So chazar v'osif, it's still going to be chayev v'maaser until you get to the point that you're mashlim the entire shir of echad mishishin, and only then that it has the shame of peah on it to be put for meiser. Mashenkin, if you hold of the second brighter, man yomar, hapiyava, bikurim, v'rayon are all the same. And ein lam shir lo milamala v'lo milamata. If you take that literally and you say what it means is that there isn't really a shir of peah, it's just that the chachomim were kovia that there's a way that you're supposed to do it. So they would hold that if you gave less than the shear, mashenatan was already potter. So mashenatan kfar niftar, because it isn't really a shear, it's just the mitzvah. So it has a din of peah. The first part is the peah. When I now give more, when I'm chozer and mosif in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of giving echad mishishim, that extra part, although it's a mitzvah, is not peah. And dafka, the extra part, is chayiv b'masot, which means that it's completely the opposite situation, depending on which brisa you hold of. So all of this obviously would only make sense if we accept the fact that the chachomim are able, with the gezeira, to define what the mitzvah is in such a way that it wouldn't have the shame of peah on it until you were yotzi the shiur d'rabbanan of echad mishishim. Therefore, the brayta would say that no, peah has a shiur. If you don't give that shiur, it's like all shiurim, and the rabbanan influence the status of it as if it were the d'oraita. Peah daf aleph. אלו דברים שאין להם שיעור הפאה והביקורים והרעיון וגמילות חסדים ותלמוד תורה אלו דברים שאדם אוכל פירותיהם בעולם הזה והקרן קיימת לו לעולם הבא כי הוא ראה ואין גמילות חסדים והבאת שלום מן אדם לחברו ותלמוד תורה כנגד כולם says the Gemara, the Devarim Shein Lehem Shiur Rabbi Yom Bar Levi, Yom Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Mi, Havniyat Fina Markshi, Amrin, Lama Lotanina Truma Imayim, Omar Rabbi Yanni Mipnei Amachloket, Om Rabbi Yossi. Adam Oseh Kosadeo Bikurim. That's the reason. But in Adam Oseh Kosadeo Truma. Well, why? Atevon, are you Omer Pe'ah? Are you Adam Oseh Kosadeo Pe'ah? Would you need to? Om Rabbi Yossi is not the same at all. See, Ranchi Bolot Arishona, Domel Birucho of the entire Cree. Archilokatsa, Shibolot Arishona, and Lonit Chaiva Sadeo Pe'ah. Mishikatsa Shibolot Arishona. At that moment, did chayva kosa deyopeya. Now, can you give the rest of the field? Yes. Bikesh lasot kosa deyopeya. At that point, ose bramacha. When it comes to truma, shlo nitmarecha kri lo nitchayava kri kiryo truma. Bikesh at that point, lasot ko kiryo truma eino ose. Detanina taman. Aomer kol gorani truma or kol isaticha la lo amakum. Achishayir miktzad. שיבולת הראשונה מהו שתחייבת בפיה אפשר לומר היא חייבה כל שדה ופיה והיא חייבת בפיה קוצר שיבולת הראשונה ונשרפה מהו שצריך לקצור פעם שנייה well that נשמעין מן הערה קצר חציה ומחר מה שקצר קצר חציה והקדיש מה שקצר נותן מן המשויר על הכל Isn't Hekdash the same? Lav kesarufu? So this tells you how to amra. Katsar shibolat rishona v'nisrfa. Eino tzarich liktzor pa'am shiya. And the chavos achiyav already took place. Kivlat sadehu, atomer, chazra pe'alom arim, right? So at that point, ma'o shita chazra pe'alik tzirat shibolat rishona, now that it's all in the omarim. What do you think of that one? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Neil of Peyat Omarim, Peyat Kama. If Peyat Kama, Lo Chazra Peyat Lekzirat Shibolat Rishona, Av Peyat Omarim, Lo Tachzor Peyat Lekzirat Shibolat Rishona. Peyat Va Bikurim, the truth is that Peyat Yesh La Shiur Milamatan, Ve'in La Shiur Milamalan. But the Bikurim and the Rayon, In Lem Shiur Lo Milamalan, Ve'lo Milamatan. So that's Brayta A. There's Brayta B, Itanitana, Peyava, Bikurim, Varayon, all of them, and them Shiur, Lo Milamala, Velo Milamatan. So, I mean, but it's all semantics. I mean, obviously, everybody agrees. Manafik bin Benil, Vein Chad bin Shishim. I mean, the question is, it's the Rabbanon. So one basically speaks to the Rabbanon, what speaks to the Raisa? No. Mandemar Ptepea, Yeshla Shiur Milamatan, Velo Shiur Milamalan. In that sense, if you give less this year, then mashinatan natan. But while you continue to be chazer and mosif, the amount that you gave is still chayev b'maaser because it doesn't have a shear of peah. Acha shear shlim. Whereas the amount of peah v'bikurim v'arayon ein lehem shear, lo milamata v'lo milamata, then that would mean that the shir, the rabbanon, is a mitzvah of the tzina. So on the contrary, mashanatan, you are already parted from trumas ha'maisos. Once you're closer to be mosi, for that chazor and mosofa does not have a din of peah, it's a mitzvah, but it's chayiv b'masrot. Rabbi Brachia, boy, lama lo taninan.